We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Bill and I love sharing this time with you. We try to give you real science, common sense, steer you away from the entrapments of modern medicine, and give you some free, good health advice. And Bill, I understand, let's just get right to it. I understand that you have some exciting news because they're always working so hard for us. They have decided how we're going to save the planet. So I just thought we should start right there and give everybody this good news.
Throw out the good health ideas, but save the planet first. That's the idea. It's a report coming from Australia. Coca-Cola could save the planet. We've got all this carbon going up in the air from fossil burning fuels. We've got carbon capture. You know, they've got these offsets, you know, if you capture carbon. So now Coca-Cola, with those carbon little bubbles in there, they're going to take the carbon out of the atmosphere. By the way, carbon dioxide is what plants need for food, so, you know, I don't get it, but nonetheless, we want to take it out of the atmosphere. So Coca-Cola gets carbon capture offsets for having its carbon bubbles, and it's now getting credit, going to get credit for saving the planet.
So if I buy a Coke, that keeps carbon out of the atmosphere, and I'll be saving the planet.
The world is absurd. Absurd, David. Hey, David, I want to talk to you about something. Now, it's a little tease for the audience here, but I got to tell you about something that got a lot of attention in the news media this week, and it's called Why Women Were Turned On by Steve McQueen, now the actor who has passed away. A chemical in Steve McQueen's aftershave triggered women's sex hormones, and these are called pheromones, and women had, you know, they were attracted to Steve McQueen. He used a certain kind of fragrance that had a chemical in it. I'll spell it for you, H-E-D-I-O-N-E. I think it's pronounced Hedione. And so H-E-D-I-O-N-E, its technical name is... methyl dihydrojasminate, and it triggers and activates what they call a pheromone receptor. So you'd be attracted, ladies, to any man who had this fragrance, aroma, you know, that other men didn't. You'd be attracted to him. So-called Steve McQueen used a fragrance that did this. And I understand... You know, that there's been a run on this stuff, and, you know, they ran out of it, wherever you get it, you know. But would you like me to let you in on how to get some of that?
I was just going to say, is there a toll-free number or a website, Bill?
I mean, fellas, do you want to know? I mean, we could just turn this show into a totally hedonistic pursuit here at
okay.
the moment. Now, come on. Are you going to really go after this? I bet you will. If I give you a phone number, you'd call it. But you wouldn't call any phone number for any vitamins, minerals, or anything else that would make you healthy, would you?
Oh, you got us, Bill.
And
I didn't know where you were going with that.
All I got to say is, you know, if you're hedonistic, we're trying to get you into health. Not so much cosmetics. It's fine to look young, look attractive, and on all that pursuit, too. And we'd like you to look young and live young, but how about living healthy? How about not being a burden on our society and our loved ones by remaining healthy? How about deciding to not take prescription drugs and be a victim of Big Pharma? How about all the things that this show stands for? And I know most of you agree with what we're saying here, but we want you to do it. You know, we want you to throw away those drugs that are really so many people are just living and paying a price on, you know, it's a terrible price to pay. Most of the diseases and things that you have are caused by nutritional imbalances or deficiencies, and they can be fixed. And a lot of them are induced by the very drugs that you're taking. So all I can tell you is, you know, I'm sure you were going to call the number if I was going to give it to you. Steve McQueen's secret of how the ladies were really attracted to it.
Hey, Bill, why don't you give out the Longevinex number and say it's the Steve McQueen number.
That's the Red White Pill. If you're not used to listening to this show, that's our sponsor, the Red White Pill. Now, any of you who would really be that vain and that hedonistic, well, oh, come on. Yeah, I ordered a bottle. Okay, what can I do?
Bill, it's a really good point because I bet, you know, you say something like, here's this perfume that'll make women attracted to you. And unfortunately, I bet a lot of us would at least call or go to the website, but we talk every week about great health things. Some of them are free. Some of them involve our sponsor.
I got a bottle of this stuff, and it's terribly, I mean, if you get it on your lips or something, I mean, it's very, very bitter. And it says red and flammable, coat storage color red, because it's flammable. So I don't know if you even want this stuff around. But anyway, for whatever it's worth, I bet you that place got a lot of phone calls. I was going to give away free bottles on the show. That would have certainly got an audience of males here listening. So a little later in the show here today, we're going to be talking about how you can win $1 million if you can just live to the age of 123. There's a Russian oligarch. Oligarchs are fellas that have a lot of money and think they run the world. And he's offering a $1 million prize. The first person that can live to be 123 years old. It was Jean Calment of France holds the modern record, 122 years, 5 months is what she lived. But if you can beat it, why, you win $1 million. But by then, $1 million, well, inflation is really 9.6% a year. It's not the 2 to 3% the Federal Reserve says. So by then, who knows what $1 million would be worth. But you can shoot for it, and we're going to be talking about that and resveratrol pills, the red wine pills. We're going to be talking about does calcium add to the risk of macular degeneration, calcium supplement. Apparently, the data shows it does. We're going to be talking about cheese and how it actually produces something good in your gut and lowers the risk of heart disease. Wow, this is kind of interesting. I mean, there's lots of things. And I see the Underwriter Laboratories, you know, those people that approve electrical instruments, you know, appliances.
Yeah, you have a little tag on the cord when you buy something
right,
electric.
Right, so now they're going to have a seal of verification for dietary supplements. So what does that mean? You won't get shocked and the label is accurate. Is that what that means, David? Something like that. But anyway, the UL approval seal now going to be seen on dietary supplements as well. So, I don't know what that means.
Bill, real quick, we don't have to get off to the weeds here, but I mean, you and I have talked before, probably on the air and in person, about how so many people, they'll test certain kinds of raw materials and dietary supplements, and they don't even understand how to test them. They get it wrong all the time. Why does UL know anything about supplements? It just seems strange.
You know, there's a lot of good science labs, and I'm sure they'll hire some good people to do all
this. Let's hope so.
The dietary supplement industry does have a shameful practice of not putting what's in the bottle that was in on the label. So they do have that shameful practice. But, you know, buy quality brands. Generally, they're the people who do follow all the good manufacturing practices and try to keep up with purity in their products so there's not heavy metals. And so, you know, that's my suggestion. And, you know, get your money's worth. Make sure the label is accurate on the products that you buy. But generally, the major brands are the ones that do a good job with that. And there's a number of them we could mention here, but that's what it says. I'm reading something here, David, and I think this is a good thing. Do you want lasting happiness? Buy experiences, not things. Says here, even a bad holiday can make us feel more fulfilled in the long run. You know, I lent a motorhome to a friend of mine. He has a couple of young girls, and he took them out on a camping trip. And you know what? My motorhome broke down, and there was a light went on, and you had to get a chemical in there that was for the the engine, and you couldn't get it. They were way up in the mountains, and we had to tow that thing out of the mountains and get it all fixed. It was a great big ordeal. Guess what?
What?
That dad made that the most challenging thing, didn't handle it negatively and everything, and they now, the kids all remember the vacation they took where the motorhome broke down. And, you know, and all the stuff they had to do and live out in a tent and all this other stuff. So
it was exciting for them. It was an adventure.
Yeah, right. More excitement, more adventure, and more memorable, certainly. And it's kind of the way you handle it, you know. So I want to say, you know, adventure experiences, what you experience. As I've taken my family overseas to the Holy Land. I took them up to San Francisco. My son built a model of the Golden Gate Bridge, so I wanted him to actually see the Golden Gate Bridge. So you try to give your kids experiences, and some of them don't have to be as exotic and as expensive as that. We had one today because we had a bobcat in our backyard. Yeah, a real live bobcat. So experiences are what makes life, and you don't have to spend too much money for it. And I remember reading something from a fella, and he said, you know, my parents didn't have much money, but we never knew it. And they took us to the park. They didn't take us to Disneyland. And we had a great time, and we never knew we were poor. So, I think it's that kind of a thing that we need to bring to our kids. And I wonder, because kids have computers and everything else, and we've skipped the fun of playing marbles or all the things that we used to do. You know, ollie, ollie, oxen, free, free, free. We used to do all this stuff. And now the kids are on the computers, and they're missing all of the, you know, things that we used to do with nothing. It didn't cost us anything. We went outdoors and, you know, hide and seek and all these things that we did. So today everything's costing money. Every kid wants to be on a football team, an ice hockey team. It's costing mom and dad hundreds of dollars to stick them on these teams and all this stuff. I wonder if that's what we ought to be doing. They're great experiences, but I think they're costing parents too much money. And I think we ought to have our kids involved in experiences like we had when we were kids, and let them adventure a little bit, and we're so afraid to let them leave home and bicycle. And when we were kids, man, we'd bicycle 10 miles away and come back in the same day, and our parents never knew where we were at.
But Bill, my friends and I, we went out in the woods with our BB guns and climbed trees, and, you know, we figured out pretty quick that you don't shoot each other with BB guns and somebody gets hurt. And when you climb a tree, you're real careful because you don't want to fall. I realized we want to protect, I guess, our kids. But, we do kind of smother them, and we smother them with things.
Well, we are today, and I don't mind the computer. And there's this wonderful game all the kids are caught up in, Minecraft. And it really does teach kids good things, spelling, words. It's teaching them to plan, strategize. You have to build stuff. You have to build it before the zombies come at night, so there's a time sense. I mean, it does a lot of – it's a wonderful little game. You see the kids playing Minecraft. And the problem is they get so wrapped up into it, you've got to literally pull a boy away from a computer to get him to stop playing it. But I have to say it does have some wonderful benefits to it. But we need to be judicious, and we're finding on the health arena – kids spent most of their time outdoors. They got a lot of sunlight and vitamin D. You know, when kids don't get vitamin D, their bones don't develop. Their brain doesn't develop correctly. They find that they're more prone to be nearsighted. So we need to get kids outdoors and not stuck indoors all the time. And these are just things that we need. The adventuring and all of the stuff that we learned on our own rather than stuff out of a book. And
yep.
So we need to restore that. I think it's a healthy way for kids and for us as adults and parents.
You know what? That's not a supplement, Bill, but that's great advice, and I hope people listen. Let's take a short break here. And actually, I'd like to explore, being a guy in a supplement store, I want to hear what you have to say about calcium supplements and macular degeneration. So let's deal with that when we get back, folks. Don't go away.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question, give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. And with me, Bill Sardi, investigative health journalist. You know, Bill, one of the stalwart supplements that almost everybody universally recommends. You'd buy them in your drugstores, your health food stores, your doctors tell you. Calcium, calcium, calcium. With all the osteoporosis, calcium, calcium, calcium. And I see multivitamins, we're striving to get the most calcium in just one pill, etc. But you know, we've talked about it. The evidence about these high doses of calcium hasn't come out so well. There's thoughts about, does all this calcium just end up in your arteries? Does it really end up in your bones? Now there's a connection with the eyes, and it doesn't sound so good.
Oh, the report is coming, let's see, Journal American Medical Association Ophthalmology, and people taking more than 800 milligrams of calcium a day from supplements. More than a 2x increase, 263% increased risk in macular degeneration. You bet. We've been trying to teach our audience, we get old because we calcify and we rust. We accumulate calcium, we accumulate iron and copper, and we rust and we calcify. And that is certainly true in all the organs in our body. When we're young and we're flexible and we seem like impervious to disease, it's because we needed all the calcium we could get because we're growing to make new bone, and we needed all the iron to make new red blood cells, millions per second. We needed copper to make the connective tissue in between our living cells. So the issue was is we needed a lot of minerals. But once we're fully grown in males, we begin to accumulate that iron and copper and calcium. And then women, as the change of life occurs, because women donate those minerals to their offspring, they have babies, they lose iron in their monthly menstrual flow. So they don't rust as early as men do. But men by the age of 40 are going to have about 4x as much calcium as an equally aged female, about double the amount of iron, and they're going to have double the rate of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. If women will get an early hysterectomy, then they're going to lose the control of the iron, and what's going to happen is they're going to have the same rate of disease as men. So it's very interesting how this works. And our sponsor, Longevinex, offers a dietary supplement that takes the excess iron and copper and calcium out of your body. Not what you need for bones and not what you need for red blood cells. It doesn't make you anemic, but it takes what we call free, unbound copper, iron, and calcium out of your system and actually pulls it back out so that it's not only slowing the aging process but reversing it. And that's what Longevinex, our sponsor's product, is reported to do, alleges it does, asserts that it does. And so it's true, we live in an age where not only aging is optional, but you can reverse aging. You can reverse it and become young again. We'll talk more about that, but if you're taking calcium supplements, for most North Americans on dairy products, and we're a dairy nation, along with New Zealand and Scandinavia, the dairy countries have the highest rates of heart disease and cancer. So where they can't have too many cattle like Japan, they have very little dairy product, very little calcium, and they have a very healthy diet, and they don't get a lot of these diseases. So It's true. So calcium, good for us when we're young, not so good as we get older. And we get plenty in our diet. We get about 800 to 1200 milligrams of calcium in our diet. For supplements, at best, maybe no calcium in supplements, or no more than 300 or 400 milligrams a day in supplements. So I know, ladies, you're thinking you need it for your bones. You don't have a calcium deficiency as you're getting older. You have an estrogen deficiency, and that you're losing the signal to hold the calcium in your bones. So if you're pouring more calcium in from supplements, it's going into your bones and right out into your arteries, and you're making your arteries stiffen and calcify, and you're making things worse. And so that we also see headline news reports, scientific reports, that calcium supplements increase the risk of mortality from heart disease, causes heart attacks, mortal heart attacks. So
yeah.
not ease up, but I mean, unfortunately, the dietary supplement industry doesn't want to tell you, because Americans are buying a couple of billion dollars of calcium supplements a year. It's bad for business. But we're telling you here, ladies, ease up on those calcium supplements.
Hey, that's Bill, you were talking about, you know, Longevinex, the red wine nutraceutical matrix, and how it has a good impact on mineral management. Isn't resveratrol also one of these things that can give you that natural estrogenic signal that you lose during menopause?
That's right. Well, we make a hormone called osteocalcin, which says build bone. And the osteocalcin is driven by resveratrol. It's the same thing estrogen sends the signal for. So if you want if you don't want to do estrogen replacement, the safest and the closest thing to natural estrogen, though it's only 1/7,000th the strength of natural estrogen, but Longevinex with resveratrol, considered the safest plant or phytoestrogen, they call it phyto, P-H-Y-T-O, estrogen. So a good replacement for the calcium and for the natural estrogen that your body used to produce. Another headline today, David, and I think it's a good one. Why do we get Alzheimer's disease? Well, they've noticed a connection between arginine, an amino acid, and the lack of it, and Alzheimer's disease. But it's not so much the lack of it. There's an enzyme called arginase that degrades and breaks down arginine. We get arginine in our diet from proteins and foods and meats and various things. It's an amino acid. And we can get it as a dietary supplement. But what's very interesting is this arginase, the enzyme that breaks it down, gets too frisky, and we don't have enough arginine. And arginine is the precursor to the little gas we produce called nitric oxide that dilates or widens our blood vessels and ensures we're getting enough circulation to the brain. So isn't this interesting that they're noticing that as we make too much of this enzyme called arginase, that's leading to a local deficiency in the brain of arginine, and then the blood circulation we don't get because it's not dilating or widening the blood vessels and causing that nitric oxide effect. Isn't that interesting? And of course, they're wildly looking, and today's headline was they found a synthetic chemical that will inhibit arginase, and this could really get after Alzheimer's disease.
And of course, why not just take arginine?
Yeah, you could, but it doesn't work that way. You see, we have enough arginine assumed.
I see. You have to get that enzyme down.
It degrades it. Well, it's interesting that resveratrol is a natural arginase inhibitor.
Bingo.
So, our sponsor's product, Longevinex, has the key resveratrol molecule in it. So, again, if you want to conquer Alzheimer's disease, you want an arginase inhibitor. An arginase inhibitor. And we can, you know, they used a drug. They're going to try to make $1 billion selling these things for Alzheimer's disease. Don't fall for their trap. They're trying to make synthetic drugs, and they won't tell you a thing about resveratrol. You want to find out the report about this being posted today at Resveratrol News, my website. I'm the editor there, Resveratrol, R-E-S-V-E-R-A-T-R-O-L, resveratrolnews.com, the key ingredient in Longevinex, our sponsor's product. But they're finding that inhibitors of arginase may cure or ward off or even reverse Alzheimer's disease. Wow, isn't that a headline? And you can go down to a health food store and get some resveratrol, or how about the best tested resveratrol pill that has the right dose, our Longevinix pill, and we'll tell you more about why people want to select the Longevinix pill as we go on. But here's another good reason why Longevinix improves your memory. They're finding that there is a stress hormone called norepinephrine. Just think of your adrenals. They make stress hormones. And when they found out that a deficiency of these stress hormones, you need a little bit of them. They make you alert. They improve your memory. They keep you alert and efficient mentally. So they found out that norepinephrine, if you have a deficiency of it, you lose your memory. That's why they give these kids that have attention deficit problems these stimulants.
Oh, okay.
Amphetamine and stimulants to kind of perk you up, and then your memory works better too. And of course, I just want to tell you that resveratrol, here we go again, that natural red wine molecule, increases norepinephrine, the very chemical that keeps you mentally alert. And in this case, as it was in the Journal of the Aging Cell Journal, April 11, 2015, that if you increase norepinephrine, you make animals more alert and you improve their memory. So again, another way that a resveratrol pill would keep you from getting the Alzheimer's memory loss as you get older. Now, of course, the story is, why would you want to pick Longevinix, our sponsor's product? And one good reason why is because Longevinix has worked real hard to make resveratrol stable. When we first marketed the Longevinix pill a decade ago, we did some tests and found out that the competing products didn't have much resveratrol in them at all. And the reason why is they made them properly, but the resveratrol degraded after it was produced. And that's because resveratrol degrades and turns into a different form of resveratrol that's inactive, a degraded form, if it's exposed to light or heat or oxygen. So Longevinix was the first to make a resveratrol pill that wasn't exposed to light and heat and oxygen during its manufacturing, and thereafter in a sealed pill, and we make it in a opaque capsule so light can't get to it, and it's white so it reflects the heat away, and it's all made very special. And then the resveratrol powder is in what we call microencapsulated and folded in plant starches and dextrins, we call them, so that the light can't get to it, because light will degrade resveratrol. And so when you're buying a resveratrol pill, it might have been labeled correctly when it was sold, but not when you bought it, because over time it degrades. And so we were the first one to do this and still the only one. So if you want to make sure you're really getting resveratrol that's active and really meets label claim, Longevinix has shown that for over a decade. We passed studies done by ConsumerLab.com a couple of times, a third-party approval agency. The point is there's a new study out, European Journal of Pharmacology and Biochemistry, showing that the stability and solubility of resveratrol, and it says that, it's unstable unless you make efforts as a manufacturer to stabilize it. So Longevinix, the only stabilized resveratrol pill on the market. No wonder it works.
How do we get it, Bill?
And I want to tell our audience, because we've got a lot of resveratrol fans out there, and here's a wonderful study, Journal of Physiology and Biochemistry, April 1, 2015. And they're showing that they combined resveratrol and its kissing cousin, quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. Quercetin is in grapes, like you find in wine, as resveratrol is. They're together in wine. Quercetin found in the peel of red apples, also in red onions. And they fed a little laboratory animals resveratrol, and then they fed them quercetin, and they didn't seem to get much effect on maintaining weight. But when they use them together, it says here, shown to be ineffective singly, but when used together, they really worked against a high-fat, high-sugar, sucrose feeding diet. So it's kind of interesting how it worked in the laboratory. Of course, Longevinix was the first one to combine resveratrol and quercetin in its dietary supplements, so you get this wonderful effect. So just interesting, formulating and buying resveratrol pills in store-bought places where the formulators haven't got any idea about the science, you may not get all the results that you read about in studies, and that's because you got to know the doses and the combinations of molecules, and you got to stabilize the molecules. So if we're doing a good job of selling you, you might want to know more about Longevinix, our sponsor's products, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. And, of course, there, if you're just reaching that number and in off-hours time, they'll be happy to call you back, 866-405-4000. A whole team of folks there at Longevinix ready to send you literature and not oversell you and try to answer all your questions and educate you so you know you're taking the resveratrol pill that works, that's been proven in animal and human studies, and really even in toxicology studies. So it's the only one like it. You'll want to know more about it, and you get all of these wonderful benefits. We were just talking about them today. Resveratrol rescues your brain from arginine deficiency by inhibiting arginase, the breakdown enzyme for arginine, and then you get your memory back. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Why aren't you taking advantage of it? Take advantage of it with Longevinix, the world's best-tested resveratrol pill, 866-405-4000. And, you know, we can't talk enough about this. It seems like every week we have something that's a breakthrough about resveratrol. Isn't that wonderful? But, yeah, here's a negative study, David. Journal of Gerontology, and it's talking January 2013. I'm just bringing up an older study. And you know, they use green tea. They use curcumin from the our turmeric spice. And they used resveratrol, and they tried to see if it was beneficial. Did it make mice live longer? None of them did. And why? Because they overdosed them. They gave the animals the human equivalent of 21,000 milligrams of resveratrol a day. You know, these negative studies that you read, you've got to dose it just at the right point. So if you want to read about that, learn about it, we'll send you a report on it. Learn when you're buying a resveratrol pill, you can overdo it, negate all of the beneficial effects. You got to get, there's a sweet spot, a dosage range that's been shown to work. And, of course, we can educate you more about that. And I think, I don't know what all the questions are in your store there, David, the captain and founder of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. And I know resveratrol pills and Longevinix, the best-selling product in your store. But that's because that's the only product you do sell there. Isn't that it, I think?
Yeah, that's the store is just full of Longevinix. No, but it is the only resveratrol product we sell because, Bill, look, I'm just going to tell the audience something. Any store wants to have a choice for people. Any store wants to have lots of good multivitamins, lots of good green tea extract, et cetera, et cetera. But I cannot find another resveratrol product that can prove that it's activates the genes involved in the resveratrol effect, and that it has any studies that it's bioavailable and active in humans and or animals. And nobody has ever said yes to me except Longevinix. So that's why at this point I carry it exclusively, because I can't find another product that I think I'm certain would deliver these benefits that we read about.
Okay, all the girls in your life said no, but Longevinix said yes. So okay, we got that.
There we go.
Heard it here on the air, folks.
Okay, well, listen, let's take a break here, Bill, and again remind people, 866-405-4000. And I want to ask you, you mentioned on the menu here, and I hadn't heard this, something interesting about cheese and heart disease. I want to find out about that when we get back. So,
smile, cheese.
Cheese, we'll take a break.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. So glad you're with us today. Bill and I really enjoy talking about health. There's so much good information that people do not get to hear because it seems like we only get information from the medical industry, which is unfortunately really a lot about billing codes and selling you drugs and surgery, which you will need in emergencies maybe sometime in your life, but we want to keep you healthy with nutrition. Now, Bill, you know, cheese, it's dairy. A lot of people don't tolerate dairy. It's fatty. We kind of think of cheese as something not so good for you. You have some interesting information for us.
As you know, it's an upside-down world now, the food pyramid being thrown out upside down. The oils and fats and things that we get in the fish oils are at the very top of the pyramid now need to be put in the middle. It needs to be the center of our diet. We won't be as hungry. We won't be eating all those carbs, the breads and the rice and the pasta that's in the middle of that pyramid, and we need to cut those down because they turn to sugar and then into fat in our liver. And, of course, that's what's bad about our processed food diet and carbohydrate-centered diet. But turns out they find that cheese, well, it's kind of another French paradox, and cheese reduces the bad cholesterol, and they find it's because it helps create fermentation in your own digestive tract, which creates butyrate, B-U-T-Y-R-A-T-E. You can buy butyrate in the health supplement store. It's a compound produced by your own gut bacteria. Isn't that interesting? And
really?
So the cheese helped, you know, cheese is fermented. So here you're going to help ferment something, butyrate, and actually butyrate protects you from cancer in the digestive tract and so on, as well as helps you produce, it says today, the right kind of cholesterol. And I looked it up in May of 2013. They were talking about butyrate producing probiotics. Probiotics, that stuff like Acidophilus, Bifidus, the good yogurt type stuff we talk about. It reduces fatty liver disease. So probiotics are finding more reason for them every day. They're hot sellers these days. And, when we're taking antibiotics and so on, we're not going to go back to fermenting the butyrate in our digestive tract. Cheese will help you do it. It's protective against cancer, heart disease, and in this case, fatty liver disease, they're finding. So three great, wonderful health benefits from taking probiotics, and you can help your own stomach ferment and make butyrate, it says here, by eating a little bit of cheese. So, calcium-rich cheese, we were talking about calcium earlier, from the diet, okay, from supplements, you better tame it down. So that's our lesson today from the world of cheese.
Wow. So, in a sense, you can get, and I've seen them, but I don't think most people know much about them, you can get a butyrate supplement. But you're saying also if you take good probiotics, that will help as well as cheese.
Yeah. You know, cheese, by the way, the Italians kind of finish a meal often with a slice of cheese and a half an apple. So you get a little fiber to push things through. And there's enzymes in cheese, and it kind of cleans your teeth. And, you know, cheese is alkaline. And the bacteria that creates cavities in your mouth is acid-forming,
mm-hmm.
a streptococcus. So if you take something alkaline like cheese at the end of your meal, and then you may not get all the cavities because the last thing you had in there was alkaline, and it countered the acidity of the bacteria in your mouth that is what digs in there. When you eat sugar, you feed the streptococcus, and you make acid-forming bacteria that then digs through the enamel of your teeth. So something that's alkaline counters. That's why they say brush your teeth with baking soda, because it's alkaline. And
okay.
It counters the acid-forming bacteria that then drills a hole through your enamel, and you end up with cavities. So kind of interesting lessons on pH, acid and alkaline balance in your oral cavity. So kind of interesting stuff.
Hey, Bill, if I could ask you, you know, I was having a discussion with an acupuncturist friend of mine, and as I'm watching television and seeing all the commercials, it seems that atrial fibrillation is, maybe it's just a depression, but I think it's the thing now that they figure they can diagnose almost everybody with and then get everybody on blood thinners and different drugs. It seems like AFib is the new thing everyone wants to worry about and go get tested for.
Well, we're living longer. We're having a lot more. The top chambers of your heart, the atriums, are starting to flutter. And I've had this problem. Got rid of it by taking zinc supplements, by the way. But I have to tell you, magnesium, fish oil, those kind of things are also on the list to calm it down. But they're showing here that the doctors get a hold of you, and right away they want to do this ablation with, you know, they zap you with electric shock and try to kill off the angry heart muscle. And the heart just, you know, fixes itself, and months later you're back to the same atrial fibrillation. So don't be a victim of them wanting to do the ablation and all the medicines they want to give you. And here's Dr. John Mandrola talking at Medscape, and he's saying, put down the catheter, put down the prescription pad, and tell men, lose weight, because as men lost weight, they really, 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 the rate and issues involved in the incidence of atrial fibrillation drop considerably. So men, get on those low-carb diets, shun the sugars, shun the pasta, rice, and bread. Get rid of the carbohydrates, then you're going to do well. And it says here, even a headline this week, a lot of atrial fibrillation patients are even receiving unnecessary blood thinners. If you're a grade 1 atrial fibrillation, low grade, you don't need all these blood thinners, and they're causing troubles themselves, and a lot of them deplete you of vitamin K, which is a vitamin you need to, of course, keep your arteries from calcifying. So there's a lot of reasons why we overtreating atrial fibrillation. And read my articles at knowledgeofhealth.com on atrial fibrillation. Bill Sardi, knowledgeofhealth.com, atrial fibrillation. Look it up on your web browsers, and you'll see all of my fervent pleas and what I went through to get rid of atrial fibrillation. And I found zinc was a real breakthrough for me. Zinc supplements, about 30 milligrams. And I want to tell you today, because we've had this report in the recent past, and I was talking about stress and how stress depletes vitamin C. I'm talking about acute stress. And then because the vitamin C is depleted, your bile doesn't flow from your liver and your gallbladder, and the bile becomes thick like motor oil instead of gasoline, and it can't flow. And if it doesn't flow, iron accumulates and bile acid accumulates, and you get a lot of heartburn. It's acid, bile acid, not stomach acid. This is heartburn from bile acid, not stomach acid. New York Times ran a big article showing that 70% of heartburn cases are from bile acid, not stomach acid. And then what happens is your cholesterol is also excreted in bile, and your cholesterol levels go up. And one cholesterol particle they don't talk about, lipoprotein A, is then elevated. And normally, why, David, why do we get coronary artery damage. Not why don't we get damage in an artery in our leg or somewhere else in the body? It's because the heart's pumping the blood with the greatest pressure and force in the four coronary arteries, right where the heart's pumping. And there's more damage on the inside, or called the endothelium, of the four arteries that feed the blood with feed the heart with oxygenated blood. So the damage is normally repaired by vitamin C. I just said stress, well, vanquished the vitamin C level. So then this lipoprotein A substitutes and becomes a little bandage to take place, fill the little area of damage. And it's a sticky bandage and attracts blood clots. And bam, you've got a blood clot forming, and then you've got a heart attack. And it's all caused by stress-induced deficiency of vitamin C. So if you're under a lot of stress, get a lot more vitamin C. But my latest report at Knowledge of Health being posted today, if you've had a stent placed in your heart, you had a stent because of that very thing. The lipoprotein A was weakening the blood vessel and causing clots. And so the doctors went up there and put a stent in there. But they're just now finding that underneath the stent, it's still deficient in vitamin C, and you're still getting too much lipoprotein A. So you want to get, if you've got a stent and you don't want it to collapse, or you don't want more stents, there's some people have had 5, 6, 7 stents placed in their coronary arteries, all in a row in one artery. And they're finding that if your lipoprotein A levels are way up, then you're more likely to have at least 3 stents, these little prop, the wire props they put in your arteries, to keep them from flopping down and creating a clot. And a blood clot is a blockage, and then your heart doesn't get oxygen, and that's a heart attack. So the issue is, if you've got a stent, you need a lot of vitamin C. And if you want to lower your lipoprotein A levels, you lower your iron levels. Rice bran IP6 is a good way to do that. Vitamin A seems to lower lipoprotein A levels. Vitamin D seems to do it a little bit. So the point is, there's some tips. Read my report at Knowledge of Health today about what do you do after you've had a stent placed. By all means, make sure you're supplementing with vitamin C 3 to 5 times a day. Watch the stress levels. There's other supplements that can help get the lipoprotein A levels down, and make sure your coronary arteries are being repaired properly with vitamin C. The stents are just an artificial prop, and they can collapse themselves, so, and that can result in sudden death. So if you have a stent, you can read my article today. It's an original article at knowledgeofhealth.com, and that's what we have to share about atrial fibrillation and the heart, and how to keep it ticking the right way.
All right. Well, this is maybe a good place to take a break. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go away. There is more.
It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is, it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here, you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for neutrophobia.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinix. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio, where we give you real science and common sense. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, Bill Sardi, investigative health journalist. Before we talk about this subject, Bill, subdermal hematoma, why don't you define that for us?
Not subdermal, subdural.
Subdural. See, I can't even pronounce it.
Dura matter or fluid in the brain. Underneath the dura, you can develop bleeding or a hematoma, and you see hematomas under your skin and so on, where you've bruised yourself and so on. So what's our lesson today for our audience? Come on, audience, I want you to think with me. If you had a hematoma, you've seen them in people, a big, big blotch of blood underneath your skin somewhere, you've bruised your thigh or something, but in this case, it's in the brain, and it says there's a rising risk for older folks. What would be the top supplement that you would think of using? Clock ticking, 10, 9.
Vitamin C?
7. Okay. We're having fun with this, of course. It's supposed to be vitamin C. We want you all to learn, because there's so many reasons and why blood vessels and capillaries get weak, and there's bleeding, and that's hemorrhaging, and scurvy is a disease of hemorrhaging. And so when you see and they hear of this, people fall as they get older, hit the back of their head, they have a subdural hematoma. The doctor's got to go in there right away. We've heard about cases where a doctor, even before getting to the hospital, gets somebody's drill out of their garage and drills in through the skull and releases the pressure that's caused by the subdural hematoma. So we're seeing a lot of this today. But a lot of it comes from just a slight little, you know, we bump our head or some little thing.
So it doesn't have to be serious.
Because our blood vessels are weak because we're not taking vitamin C and we don't realize it. There's a lot of reason from stress. We already talked about that. Certain kind of drugs, steroids, estrogen replacement, lots of things. Smoking depletes vitamin C. Diabetes depletes vitamin C. So lots of reasons why our vitamin C levels are down. And in this case, it talks about a man, James Riley, who fell out of bed. He was dreaming and just didn't make anything of it. And sooner or later, he's having difficulty talking and so on. And then he had a chronic subdural hematoma, and they thought he was getting senile and everything else. And then they relieved the pressure. But why is it occurring? And when we see things like this where something, a little bit of trauma could have gotten to us, we want to make sure. And if you're on blood thinners, it'll make this, or on aspirin. Aspirin depletes vitamin C. It makes this all worse. So make sure if you're taking aspirin, you're taking vitamin C. And subdural hematomas, you know, it's a big growing problem because a lot of Americans, 60,000 cases of subdural hematoma a year. You don't know when you're going to bump your head. You don't know when these things are going to happen. Make sure you're taking your vitamin C. Make your capillaries strong. The capillaries are the connectors between the red and the blue hoses, the arteries and the veins, and that's where that blood leaks out when you get a traumatic subdural hematoma. So guard yourself. Know what to do when that occurs. You know, David, I being here every day on the radio talking, and we want to make sure that people lose a little bit of faith in modern medicine every day. And we've talked about, you know, the number of people achieving their cholesterol goal on statin drugs is maybe 30 or 40%. That not very many people achieve the target goal for cholesterol reduction. And it would even be worse, except about 40 to 50% of the people trying statin drugs had to quit and because of the side effects. If you threw them all in there, really very few people would be achieving the cholesterol goals. And they're going through here the ABCs of diabetes. This is latest report in a medical journal, how many patients are able to achieve the goal laid down by the American Diabetes Association for hemoglobin A1C, the way they measure your long-term blood sugar levels, along with blood pressure? I'm telling you, it's not very many, like 27% for the blood pressure. Geez, hemoglobin A1C was maybe half the people were measuring, you know, with all that modern medicine is doing. I mean, the reason is that we assume people don't have the instruction or don't want to change their diet, and that's true. We've said that probably the two hardest things to do in the world is change a person's religion or change their diet. And so we're trying to do it all solely with pills and drugs, and the same fallacy with supplements. Supplements are safer and better because they're kind of foods, food supplements, but we certainly need to, the basis of everything we do is to try to get away from these processed food, certainly the high carbohydrate, high refined sugar diets, which we've gotten away from. And if we can remember what life was like in the 1960s and 70s, most Americans were lean, did not have fatty liver disease. Now a third of us do, and we didn't have all of these issues. And we've talked about fatty liver disease before in a groundbreaking report I had just a few weeks ago, talking about choline and inositol, two B vitamin class nutrients that abolish fatty liver. It was proven in animals. And of course, here's the Journal of Digestion and Liver Diseases, and it's talking about non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So is the incidence of heartburn is very high when we have fatty liver disease. And when do you have fatty liver disease? When you're overweight. So if you're overweight, I'll just bet you have fatty liver disease, and then you're taking the antacids, you're probably going to high prevalence, about 250% increased risk of heartburn as well. So you're trying to handle the heartburn with the Tums and lose the weight, get away from the carbs, get away from the sugar, do this. You know, this is what you need to learn. And the choline and inositol will clean up your liver. Use supplements on top of a great diet so that you're going to get rid of something called heartburn. So, you know, heartburn is a symptom of something else that's wrong. It's a signal. So I just want to share with you the latest data. Don't think direct. Don't think I need something that's an antacid in my stomach. No, you need to lose weight, get on the right diet, and you need to be careful and clean out that liver, choline and inositol. Clean out your liver, and maybe then your heartburn will get under control. And I know for a lot of folks, I mean, this heartburn thing only came up in the era of these high carbohydrate and high sugar and high fructose corn syrup. It only came up in this era. Americans used to be very lean. They didn't read diet books. They just ate good foods, and we want to get back there. It's us versus the food companies that are trying to get us to overeat, and that's just the way it goes in America. So once we sort it out, we'll see that it isn't us who lost self-control. The food companies were trying to get us to lose self-control, because once we've got high fructose corn syrup and all these refined sugars, we're going to overgrow yeast or candida albicans in our lower digestive tract. And it's sugar craving, and we are going to become sugar cravers. So don't be a victim of the food system. Learn how to, you know, eat good foods. And don't be so phobic about fats. You should get avocados, fish oils, those kind of things that satiate you, that satisfy you, so you won't be eating so much. And interesting that modern medicine and the food companies got us on empty nutrient foods. High-calorie malnutrition. They're empty for nutrition. They're like Twinkies. And so, you know, we didn't get any nutrients. We're still looking for them, so we keep eating. So this is the syndrome we've spread all around the planet. As soon as we got high fructose corn syrup in soda pop and sent it around the world, diabetes followed everywhere that we went. So we sure want you to be aware of it and how to back yourself out of all this. What are your parting comments for today's program, David?
I don't even worry about what we said about the show, Bill. Let's just I'll get a Coca-Cola and get a carbon credit.
Why not? Yeah. Listen, if you want to know about our other sponsor's product, and that's Garlinex, the world's only alkaline buffered garlic pill that assuredly provides the active ingredient in garlic, which is allicin. We talked a little earlier in the program about saving your memory with arginine and making sure you got an arginase inhibitor. That's a something that inhibits the breakdown or degradation of arginine in your brain tissues. And arginine dilates or widens your blood vessels by creating a temporary gas in your blood vessels, nitric oxide. Our good friend garlic, crushed garlic, you can use it fresh, or if you want to beat the garlic breath and odor, use Garlinex. This alkaline buffer assuredly provides you the main ingredient in garlic, Garlinex, and it really does produce the nitric oxide, and it does it not only from the allicin, but the hydrogen sulfide components of it, and it's really a wonderful way to go. So Garlinex, 866-674-3955. That's Garlinex is about $11 and change for a 30-day supply. But if you buy three one-month supply bags, you get one free, shipping's free. What's not to like about Garlinex? 866-674-3955. The world's best garlic pill at the lowest price, believe it or not. It is unbelievable. 866-674-3955, Garlinex. You call and get some. You'll never feel better. I take it every day. And, you know, I'm an elite supplement user, so for me to find something that really kicks in and still works for me, that's kind of hard to find these days. And I have to say that Garlinex pill really does it for me. I take my Longevinex resveratrol pill in the morning. I take my Garlinex pill with my evening meal.
Hey, Bill, and I just was thinking about this show. You know, we talk from time to time about arginine, and I think that's a really important cardiovascular supplement, but I learned something important on the show today, that I might be taking a lot of arginine, but if that arginase enzyme is, as you put it, too frisky, I may not be getting all the benefits. But Longevinex and Garlinex can help assure me that that arginase isn't undoing all the good I'm trying to do with the arginine.
Well, don't forget, modern medicine has no remedy for Alzheimer's disease. They haven't got a clue. And you're going to go in there with grandma and say, plead with them and do something, and they're going to give you Aricept, a drug that doesn't work. In fact, most of the older folks die 2 years earlier with it. I mean, you don't go there where modern medicine takes us. And so, you know, learn that we're way ahead of the science, but we're way ahead of the drug companies because they're trying to find something that'll make $1 billion. We're not trying to do that on this show. We're trying to lead you directly to the things you need to know about that'll make you healthy.
Yep.
So that's what you need to do.
And so, look, by the way, folks, I just want to say as we close, the archives of this program are at Have a Heart. Radio.com. We invite you to visit the site. There's interesting things there you can listen to. We have over 52 shows now posted there, Bill, a whole year of information, and we encourage you to send it to your friends. And if you've been paying attention to those spots we play in between the segments, please, come on, everybody, don't be so shy. Give us some questions at 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278, or email us at haveaheart@thebright.com. haveaheart@thebright.com. Bill and I would love to hear from you. And those of you that
don't sign off yet. Remember, if you missed the first part of the show, I gave the clue away why Steve McQueen had all those women chasing him. We found the answer if you missed the top end of the show. And I actually went out and bought a bottle of this stuff, and I got to tell you, in step with Howard Stern, it works. There's two 85-year-old ladies out downstairs trying to bang on the door, trying to get in, and I'm telling you, it works. So there you go.
Well, I can't say anything to that, folks. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back next week. Have a good time. I thought it was the motorcycle and the black leather jacket, Bill, but
okay,
what do
right,
I know?
Thanks.
Okay, we'll see you next time, folks. Thanks.